Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Aleph, mitzvah 301, as we continue in Parshas Emor with the mitzvahs related to Yontif. We're still in Pesach. We have five mitzvahs related to Pesach, and then we're going to get to the Omer, which is going to be a separate discussion. But the fifth one related to Pesach, as we had, this is the flip side of yesterday's mitzvah. Yesterday we have the Aseh, not to do work on the seventh day of Pesach, and today we have the Losa Aseh, not to do work. Says the Pasuk, Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Ches, Ve'grafta Mishel Hashem Shivas Yamim, that's the Karban Musaf every day, Ve'yam Hashvi, Mikra Kodesh, that's the Aseh, Komalecha Zavoda, Lo Sasu, do not do work. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalol Naaseh, Malachav Yom Shvi Shal Pesach, as we said, the last day of Pesach is not a Chag B'fnei Atzvo, it's the only Yontif that one does not say, Shechiyanu on, Shehu Yom Echad Ve'esher B'Nisan, is the 21st day of Nisan, Shene Emar, V'yam Hashvi Mikra Kodesh, Komalecha Zavoda Lo Sasu. This is parallel, exactly parallel to the Isra Malacha of the first day of Pesach. You have Isra Malacha the first day, and Isra Malacha the last day. We still have not spoken about, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that in a coming shiur, the Isra Malacha of Chol HaMoed, how exactly to understand that. But today, we have the focus on Shvi Shel Pesach, and we have our own unique discussion to this mitzvah because the Chinuch makes it available to us. Shorish mitzvah zu v'chol inyana kazev mitzvah kodem. Stani yom rishon shel Pesach. Look back to what I said before. But what I'm going to talk about today, says the Chinuch, and therefore what we are going to relate to, is the following topic, and that is Yontif Sheni. This is where the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch talk about Yontif Sheni. V'yulam ra'ui sha'avar l'chabini. Let me explain to you, my son. Remember, that's what he's writing the Sefer for. He's writing it for his son. Kan inyan shnei yamim tovim shel galus. Let me explain to you why we meaning the Chinuch and his son, lived in Galus. So they kept 2 days of the last day of Pesach and 2 days of the first day of Pesach. And these are the first Yontif mitzvahs that are being mentioned in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he talks about it here. Lama nahadnu laso shnei yamim tovim b'chol moed u'moed. Why is it? Seems somewhat strange on the surface. Why do we keep 2 days of Yontif? You read the psukim in this week's parsha. You read the psukim here in Emor. 1 day. The Pesach b'yom harisha mikakodesh. Doesn't say b'yom hasheni. But now in Chutz Laaretz they keep the 15th and the 16th day and the 21st day and the 22nd day and Shavuos is 2 days and Rosh Hashanah is 2 days and Sukkot is 2 and 2. Where did this come from, says the Chinuch? So let me explain it to you. V'ha-MS. The truth is, says the Chinuch, ki ha-inyan hu akshav minhag levat. Today, it is only a minhag lo chiyuv acher. There is no chiyuv outside the minhag, but the minhag is mechuyav. So there's nothing to talk about. It's lemaisa, for all intents and purposes, there is no difference between whether it started off as a minhag or as a din. The minhag turns into a din once it's in Shulchan Aruch. Roti lomar, she'inanach lo osim oso yom ha'bnei ha'safek. We're not really doing it because we're in doubt what day Yontif really is. Ki kol Yisrael b'kiyin achshav b'kivu ha'chadashim v'yiduim v'yodim yom ha'moed ha'mechuvan al pi cheshbon ha'mekubo v'yodim. Now, as we know, our calendar is set. We're mekadish al pi cheshbon, not al pi re'iya, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. There's no suffix at all. So what do we do it for? V'nikva ha'minag mipnei. Why? Why do we keep two? It's what the Gemara says in Beitza, Dav Dalet, Sholchu Mitam, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, Hizaru b'minag avaseichem b'yadeichem. As the Chinuch says, it's minag avaseinu. Continues the Chinuch, mipnei. Shemitchila kishayu anashim smuchim ba'arez. When there used to be smuchin in Eretz Yisrael, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, hayu kovin achodesh al pi re'iyah, they were makadish the chodesh through re'iyah. They waited for Adim to see the moon, and when they saw the moon, they would come and testify, they would accept the witnesses, and declare that day Rosh Chodesh. If it was day 30 of the month, day 30 would change into day 1. As I already wrote all the way back in Mitzvah Dalid, in the first Mitzvah in Sefer Shmos. And therefore all places that were far away from the chosen spot where the setting took place, Shahakivua Sham, right, that's an important line, that the setting of the calendar has to take place in Yerushalayim with the Smuchin, in Eretz Yisrael with the Smuchin. Shalohaya, that's the line of the Rambam that we mentioned back in the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. It is impossible to be Mekadesh or set any calendar except if there are Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So if you live far away and the Shluchim will not have time to get to you before Yantif Hayalem Safik. It used to be a Safik for them. Beis Yom Kavu Achodesh in Yom Shloshim or Shloshim VeEchad, day 30 or day 31. It could only be one. And therefore, they kept 2 days because of the suffix in the days of old. The Ulam, the Chinuch points out, even if the Shluchim can't reach them for a month, forget for 2 weeks. For a month, still, there was only 2-day choice. Because the Hebrew calendar only has 30-day months or 29-day months. So Yantif is either, Rosh Chodesh is either going to be on day 30 or day 31. So they kept 2 days just in case. Because we know that is how the lunar calendar works. So remember, we go by lunar months, though we go by a solar year. Right? The Yomim Tovim have to be in the Tkufa, the proper Tkufos. Tkufas Ha'aviv, Tkufas Tammuz, or Tkufas spoken about in Mesechas Sanhedrin. So we set the calendar, the month, to be able to fit into the seasons, the solar calendar. But really, it's a lunar. The focus of the month is the lunar calendar. And says the Chinuch, because of this suffix, Kabulem B'tchila. That's why originally they were Koveya that they should do 2 days of Yantif, just in case. And Chazal say, even though today we are Biki and Bikviwa Diyarcha, we are experts in the calendar, it doesn't matter, we still do it. This is minhag hamakom, v'chei nogu l'fi masha shemanu, this is the minhag that we do. And it is not a suffix anymore, but this is the din. There is one exception to the rule, which has a different svara, and that, of course, is Rosh Hashanah. If you skip a paragraph, the Chinuch says, v'chol masha amarnu dafka b'shei yamim tovim shal mo'adei Hashanah, chutz mi Rosh Hashanah. All other days besides Rosh Hashanah, that's where it's a regular Sfeika de Yoma, and only the places that couldn't be reached by the Edim keep 2 days. The Ilu b'Rosh Hashanah b'chol makom k'kedusha achasi. Rosh Hashanah is different though, because even b'zman ha-migdash, at certain points, they kept 2 days in Yerushalayim. Why? Remember the Gemara is at the end of Rosh Hashanah. If the Edim would come very late in the day, it could be that the Karban Musaf was messed up, the Shira was messed up, as we spoke about in previous mitzvahs. So therefore, they made a takana. If it didn't come by a certain amount of time, or if they came later, they kept 2 days. They kept 2 days. That wasn't Mishum Safik. That was Mishum Takana Durabanan to keep 2 days. That is why the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Beitza, in the first parak, that Rosh Hashanah is different than all the other holidays, and there are 2 days B'toras Takana, not just B'toras Safik. And that's why Bizman Azeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are kept. But that is the idea of Sveika Diyoma, says the Sefer HaChinuch to his son. The Menachas Chinuch here has a couple of important points. Number one, let's go to Os Dalid. The Menachas Chinuch discusses the Gemara in Meseches Beisa, which discusses, well, if it's Sveika Diyoma in Chutz La'aretz, then why don't we make Havdalah after the first day? It could be that the first day was the real day, so we should make Havdalah. And the Gemara says there was even an Amora that did make Havdalah. The Gemara says in Beis Adav Dalet, Rav Asi Mavdil Mio Matava L'Chavrei. Rav Asi made Avdala after the first day Yantif. And Mestam he made Avdala again the second day Yantif. So why did he do that? Rav Asi Mavdil Mio Matava L'Chavrei. Why? Because he was Mesupik. The Gemara says, Rav Asi Sifuke Mesafkele. V'Avid Hachal L'Chumra V'Hachal L'Chumra. He covered his bases. Therefore he went L'Chumra in both places. The Shibu Gubetsis here, by the way, asks, how is it a Chumra? Did he say the Bracha of Avdala? That's not a chumrah, it's a chumrah of Shazir Kula. If you don't have to say that bracha, it's a bracha of Atala. So that's what Shimon Kubetzis here in Beitza, Dav Dalet, deals with that issue. But you see, Rav Asi says that you make Avdalah. That is what the Menachas Chinuch quotes in Dav Dalet. And he also quotes part of the Tzlach, not all of it, but in the Note of Yehuda's commentary on Beitza there, on Dav Dalet on the base, he asks, I don't understand why we don't make Avdalah. After all, there's nobody who argues on Rav Asi in that Gemara. And is he doing it Mishum Safek? We keep Yantif Sheni Mishum Safek, so we should make Avdalah. After the first night of Sukkot, going into the second night of Sukkot, we should make Avdalah. After the seventh day of Pesach, we should make Avdalah in between the 2 days. That's what he says. I don't understand why we don't. Mehechi Tesi Litchos Divrei Amora Mehalacha Upuk Chazi Bayama Dabar. Nobody makes Avdalah. And I didn't see any of the poskim that suggest we should make Avdalah. So, I don't understand, this says the Tzlach. And then he says, Ubiyosi ma'ayin bazeh. But then when I thought about it a little more, I came up with a svara, and I found a source. First, the svara. He says, Guf divrei Rav Asi Tumuim. Rav Asi himself doesn't make sense. He made Havdalah. What, he made Havdalah along with Kiddush? But this isn't like Yak Nahaz, where you make Havdalah for Shabbos and Kiddush for Yontif. Rav Asi made Havdalah for Yontif and Kiddush for Yontif. So it says Betzlach, you can't do that. That's a Tarti Desasri. Umi Manifshach. He says, Ubitamuim Eich Efshar Lamavet Shnei Hefachim Benosei Echad Ubrapam Echad Shiyal Tovi Yikadish. Umi Manifshach. Im Hu Kodesh Eino Chol. The Im Hu Chol Eino Kodesh. The Inza Dome, this isn't like the second night of Pesach when you count Svira. When you say, ah, if it's Svira, it must be after the first Yom Kodesh of Pesach. No, but that's still not directly contradictory. When you say Sviras Omer, you are not declaring with your mouth, this is blank. When you make Havdalah, you're saying it's not Yontif. When you make Kiddush, you're saying it is Yontif. That's exactly what you're doing with Kiddush and Havdalah. So says the Tzlach, that's why we reject Rav Asi. Because it can't be that we do two opposite contradictory things at the same time. That is the Svara against Rav Asi. It is a Tarti Desasri. But then he says, is it spoken about anywhere? So he says, yes. The Gemara in Sukkah, Sukkah Mem Zayin, the Gemara that some are familiar with. And that is the Gemara about what we're supposed to do with a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. A huge topic, but the Gemara and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty clear that the halacha should be that you sit in the Sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. That is the Gemara in Sukkah. This is a big mystery, not for now. How is it over the past 300 years or so, the minhag has developed in some circles not to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, or to make Kiddush in the Sukkah and then go inside, or only sit in the Sukkah by day or by night. It's a pella, because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and if it's clear, the Gemara, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, everybody says you sit in the Sukkah without a bracha. So there are different theories given where this minhag, which is against the Shulchan Aruch, where it came from. But either way, that Gemara says that you sit in the Sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. So what do you see from there, says the Tzlach? When you're mesupik, you can act, but you can't make a bracha. So he says that Gemara is against Rav Asi. That's why we don't posit like Rav Asi. Because that's the source that knocks him out. Because you don't make a bracha. And then he says, Baruch Hashem, it's a Beferish Ritva. The Ritva there in Sukkah Mem Zayin says, V'hilchasa, Mesev Yasvina, Baruch Elom Avarchinon. You sit in the Sukkah, you don't make a bracha. V'asya delo karavasi. Beferish. You don't, this Gemara says, you don't hold like Ravasi. D'mavdilu makadish miyobotav lechavre. V'lo chayeshe lezilzule yantav sheni, rak hakaimelon delashilchasa karavasi. That is the Ritva, and the Tzlach says, V'hin ani. I got great hana'ah that I was machaving to the das of the Ritva. That's the Gemara that saves us and tells us that we don't pass by Rav Asi. And that is why, Rabosai, we don't make Havdalah after the first night of Yontif. The Kovet Shiurim of Bochanan there in Beitza also deals with this issue. Why don't we do it just to be safe? So he suggests that maybe it's dependent on another issue. There is a machlokas in Psachim Kuv Zayin. How long do you have to make Havdalah? Do you only have a day, or do you have till what we know is famous, till Tuesday night? So maybe Rav Asi holds that you can only make Havdalah for a day. That's why you can say you might as well wait. That's why he says you have to do it now. But we hold, might as well wait. And that's why we pass it against Rav Asi. The only item that's not clear, says Rabbi Chanan, is that on Shabbos it makes sense. How long do you have for Shabbos? It makes sense. The first 3 days of the week go with the previous Shabbos, and the last 3 days of the week go with the next Shabbos. You have till Tuesday night. But what about Yontif? How long do you have for Yontif? How much time after 24 hours? He says, I don't know. He says, V'tzarachin ad eiza yom shalach ha-yontif efshal ha-havdil. But either way, he says, this is what he suggests to do. Then he says, the case that the Gemara in Shabbos talks about, what if you're in the desert and you have no idea what day Shabbos is? So remember the Machlokes, one opinion says you count that day Shabbos, then you count six. And that day Shabbos, then you count six. And the other opinion says, no, you start counting from that day, Sunday, and you go. But Kasha, Esra B'chanan, Lama, according to Rav Asi, Lama lo yischayev b'chol yom, l'kadesh ula havdil misveika d'oraisa. You should go, if you don't know what day it is, you should make Kiddush and Havdalah every single day, according to Rav Asi. Unbelievable. Anyway, that is the issue brought up in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Dalet. The next important issue to bring up, let's go to Os Vav, is we know we have Yontif Sheni on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and as we just said, Rosh Hashanah. We don't have Yontif Sheni on Hanukkah, Purim, and the fast days. Why not? Why don't we have Sfeika D'Yoma? We should hold 9 days of Chanukah in Chutz La'aretz. We should hold 2 days of Purim in Chutz La'aretz. Right, it's all Sfeika D'Yoma. Says the Minchas Chinuch, first about Chanukah in Ozav. Not by Chanukah, why? Pasha, it's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan wore a machmer so much when they made their Takana. There wasn't a minhag avosei neviyadenu by Chanukah and Purim, because when they did it originally, they didn't have Chanukah and Purim. So when Chanukah and Purim were instituted, so they did not take upon themselves the chumra of Sveika de Yoma. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. But he says, interestingly, on line the third wide line, avach shibana beis hamikdash b'mheir av yameinu v'nashuv l'kadesh al pi re'iyah. But when the beis hamikdash comes back and we're mekadesh al pi re'iyah again, it could be that there will be 9 days of Chanukah. It could be, or Mekadesh al pi re'iyah. If you say Kiddush al pi re'iyah will still apply, and you don't go by what people would know about, because now people can know about it in a second in our technologically advanced world. But he says it could be. Could be. We're going to go back to Kiddush al pi re'iyah and go by the rules of what were. That is Chanukah. And then he talks about Purim. Purim is also Durabana, but still, it's Durabana, they were Machmir, or he suggests, the Mordechai says that, it says Velo Yavar, first daf in Megillah. You can't have Purim, or Megillah, after day 15. That's the latest. The Lo Yavar says, special din. Or the Taz says, well, we know B'di'eved, you can read the Megillah the entire month, even from the first day of Adar. So you read it a day early? Doesn't matter. Still Yotzei. So that's another reason, all these reasons why we wouldn't say it by Purim. So we have Chanukah, we have Purim. One point that he does not bring up before we get to the Tzomos is, what about Sviras HaOmer? The Shiloh of the Rishonim already, the Baal Amor, on the last page of Psachim asks, why isn't there Sveika D'Yoma by Sviras HaOmer? You should say every night, tonight is either day one or day two. Tonight is day six or day seven. Right? Why don't we do that? Ba'od, Matam Einon Sofrim, below Bracha, B'yadav Shini Shal Pesach, Kedamrin Elinin Sukkah, B'Shmini, Savik Shvi, Mesiv Yasvina, B'Ruch, Hilom Avarchinon. Mipnei, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? So, and he has other questions. The Kolosh Adavar. So he says two answers. Number one, Sviras HaOmer is only a Zecher Ba'alma. We don't have to be so machmir by Sviras HaOmer, because it's only Sveika D'Yoma, it's only Durabanan today. Number one. Number two, if you have Sveika D'Yoma, it's going to be Mezalzel in the Yontif of Shavuos. Because what are you going to do the last night? Tonight's 49 or 50. Then you hit Shavuos. Tonight's either Shavuos or maybe it's not Shavuos yet. Oh, that's a Bizayin. You can't do that to Shavuos, and therefore you don't do it at all. He says, "Nimtzei Sfira Shniyah Moshechet Ad Yontif Rishon Shel Atzeres V'Asilu Zuzulei B'Yontif Daraisa Hilkach Ein Lanu Ela Mashe Nagu." You only go by what was Nahug. That is the Baal Amor. It's a famous tshuva of the Dvar Avram. The Kavna Rav who gives a different answer, and the Kavna Rav says, "You know why you don't do Sfira D'Yoma by Sfiras HaOmer? Because counting by definition must be definite numbers, whole numbers." If you say tonight's A, 1 or 6, 1 or 2, 5 or 8, that's not accounting. By definition, counting has to be certain, has to be exact. If you're not exact, but the science of math is an exact science. It's specific numbers. You can't get partial credit on a different type of test. You can get a partial credit. But by math, maybe some of the work, they can give you credit for if you got part of the work right. But at the end of the day, if you got the answer wrong, it's wrong. Can't get partial credit. Whole number, only Vade numbers. That's the Dvar Avram. There's no counting by Sveikus. But interestingly, he writes at the end of that Shuva, the last two lines, because the Baal, it sounds like a great answer, but he says, because the Baal Amar asked my question and didn't give my answer, but Ladaiti Ladaita. Okay. We point out that he still wrote the Shuva. He printed the Shuva. He wasn't Mavazel Zas totally, but it's an important Ha'ara. Then the Minchas Chinuch in the last piece in Ozayin says, let me explain to you about the Ta'anesim. And this is a piece of the Minchas Chinuch that is an oft-quoted piece when we speak about the Ta'anesim. He comes up with the Yesod Gadol, which he writes, I think, elsewhere as well. In the next long piece, he says on top, he says, let me explain. If you look in Navi, there is no specific day of any month given for the fast days. In Zechariah, what does it say? It says the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month, the fast of the tenth month. So, Marvi, without saying the month, not the date. Says the Minchas Chinuch, our Mesorah is that there is a fast day in each of these 4 months. But there is no specific Mesorah going back very, very to antiquity as to which day. And that is why, for example, Rav Yochanan says if it was up to him, he would have fasted on the 10th of Av, not on the 9th of Av. But you go by Eschata Tamar Nusa. What do you mean you would have fasted on the 10th? Who's Rav Yochanan to decide? The answer is because, he says, the Misora is only the month, not the day. And that's how he says we know that the walls were breached on different days. It wasn't always on the 17th day of Tammuz. One time, I think it was the 9th of Tammuz, and we fast the 17th for both. But why? Or there are other rayas that he brings. He says, no, the Misora is on the month, not on the day. And that's why there's no sfeik at the yoma. There's no chumra here. Because you're going to fast one day, not the other day, that's fine. It's fine, because there's no Misora on a specific day. He does say, in Dibur Maslam Mikol Makom, that once Chazal decided on a day, so then, once that day is nikva, that if you don't do it that day, then you're not yotzei. And he says, this relates to my topic that one of my pet topics that I like to count, Durabanans affecting Da'oraisas. He says, in Dibur Maskel, Mikol Makom, in the middle, Ach ba'eish, shahaya, achiyav, lis'anas, v'dibur kabbalah, v'hu lo isana boso yom b'shogeg. But it went at the time when it was earlier, and he didn't fast because of shogeg, or he was sick on that day, then you can fast on a different day. Now that Chazal or Kaveh, if then you don't do any other day. But nearly Borer, Demlo is Ana Boso Yom Chiv Gomer, Lazan is Yom Acher Bechodesh, because they lost these Mitzvahs V'Dibur Kabbalah. The Mitzvah V'Dibur Kabbalah is to fast in during this month, but not on a specific day. That's where there's no Sfeik of the Yoma when it comes to our topic of fast days. That's Chanukah and Purim. What about Yom Kippur? It's impossible. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't demand something of us to fast on for 2 days. So there was never a minug. There was never a minug to fast 2 days on Yom Kippur. There's a lot to talk about here. What does a Ben Chutz La'aretz do when he is in Eretz Yisrael? If for Yantif, what does he keep? Machlokas, three shittas in the Achronim. Right? Do we say, does he keep 2 days? Like Rov HaPoskim say, does he keep 1 day? The Chacham Svi Shita. And does he keep a day and a half, that is called, meaning in the Sur Malacha? Right? All different shittas. What does a Ben Eretz Yisrael do when he's in Chutz La'aretz? If Melacha Bitsina, Napa Farhesia. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. It's a whole Sefer, Yantav She'ini Kilchasa, written that relates to some of these topics. But either way, this is Mitzvah Shin Aleph, the Mitzvah of not doing Melacha on the last day of Pesach, and the Chinuch went into why isn't there an eighth day of, why is there an eighth day of Pesach? These takes care of the first five of the 29 Mitzvahs related to Yantav. Next, we get into the Mitzvah of the Karban HaOmer. Next up are Karban HaOmer, and then the Isser of Chadash, and then the Mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. Well, coming up. Sviras HaOmer is coming up in a few. First, we have a couple of Isurim of Chadash, and then we get into Sviras HaOmer. Okay? Exciting Mitzvahs on the horizon. That takes us through 301.